Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. So what this is going to be is we're going to read the word through chronologically throughout this year. There's a couple of benefits to reading it through chronologically. If you've never done it before, it's quite a study because it puts the Bible in chronological order. One of the things that people don't realize is that the book of Job was actually written at about the 11th chapter of Genesis. Well, then when we get to Kings and Chronicles, the Psalms begin to kick in, the Proverbs kick in, the Prophets kick in, and all of those Old Testament books and writings will be put in chronological order for you, and the same with the New Testament. And so it's a pretty cool thing to do. I think you'll enjoy it. We'll go through the whole Bible in 1 year, and I will get this done of recording this audio every day for this. Here's a couple things you can do. Number one, start reading the Bible today. There's no better time, and there's no reason to wait. Set aside a specific time each day. Set your schedule and then stick to it. Many people think mornings are great, but maybe your morning's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's all right. Remember this. Read the Bible for the sake of revelation, not simply to accomplish your next reading task. Say a prayer to God before you begin, asking the Holy Spirit to give you the gift of wisdom and understanding, and then you'll be refreshed by those words. The book of Proverbs literally says that when you read the word of God, it is life to your body and health to all your flesh. So, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21 is a great set of prayers to pray every time before you come to the word of God. And I encourage you to daily seek out the word of God. If you're reading it for revelation, your whole life will change, because revelation is what Jesus was talking about in the parable of the sower. And he said, there's nothing hidden that won't come to light. In other words, it's not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. And so we welcome you to be a part of it. Today's reading is Genesis chapter 1, chapters 1 through 3. That is for January 1st. Here we go. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Can you imagine what that was like? Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters." God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. Verse 10, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called the seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields the seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seeds according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Did you notice that God never made anything bad? Not even you. You're made in his image and after his likeness. Whoops, I got ahead of myself. 13. The evening and the morning was the third day. God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and seasons, for days and years. Let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Verse 16, God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule by day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. The moon and the sun are lights. Verse 17, God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. He didn't make anything bad. 19. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Verse 20. God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures. Let the birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind. Every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply on the earth. That's pretty cool. Fill the waters and the seas. 23. So the evening and the morning, the fifth day. 24. God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping things and the beast of the earth, each according to its own kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on this earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. He didn't make anything bad. 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over everything that creeps on the earth. He just realized that everything God had made to that point, he made man to have dominion of it, to be a steward of it. 27. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. Oh, the blessing is the power that God used to make Adam the ruler of this world and give him everything he needed to know to name all those animals. It's called the blessing. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the bird of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Also, and to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Now 31, is a powerful verse. Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Remember, God made Adam last. Otherwise, he'd have had rocks popping on his head, mountains coming out, oceans getting him. God didn't need any of man's help to get the earth built. He needed man to tend and keep it. Chapter 2, verse 1. Just read. Don't preach. Then the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. On the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Verse 5, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before every herb of the field had grown, for the Lord had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being. Verse 8. Then the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. God planted a garden. That's why it's our very nature to plant a garden. Out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and the onyx stones are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It's the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it and keep it. Verse 16. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. I want to preach, but I'm going to read. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, and he brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. Whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. Can you imagine the vocabulary he had before sin? Hey, Sunday, welcome. Verse 20. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. Verse 21. This is when Famous Dave's was first created. That's just a joke. Don't worry about it. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. He took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man, as Brother Jesse says. Whoa, man. 24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, shall be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed, clothed in the glory of the Lord. This is read through the word chronologically in 1 year. This is the reading for January 1st. Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." And if you look back over there to verse 17, the instruction was, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat." Didn't say anything about touch. Verse 4, tithe myself. You stick with us, and we're going to study that this month. Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. You knucklehead, Adam. Verse 7, and the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. Can you imagine what sewn fig leaves look like? Not too bad when they're still green. As soon as the sun hits them, now that sin is on the earth, they're going to dry out. Verse 8, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And why did they hide? Because they had sin in their life. And we always hide from God. Human nature wants to hide rather than run to him and say, "I sin." Verse 9, the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" Adam said, "I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." And God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate it." So the Lord God said to the serpent, first prophecy about Jesus, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go. You shall eat dust all the days of your life, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed." Notice that this "he" is capitalized. "He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." That "his" is capitalized. These are references to Jesus. These are prophecies that Jesus is coming. Verse 16, to the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Can you imagine how severe that was for Adam and Eve? They went from clothed in the glory of God to now completely darkened by sin and rebellion. Many people said, scholars believe they sat in a cave in depression for days because they lost that glory of the presence of God. That's the greatest thing a relationship with God is the wonder of his presence. Back to the word. I'm in verse 18. Thorns and thistles shall bring forth to you. You shall eat the herb of the field, and the sweat of your face shows you shall eat bread. Out of it you are taken, dust you shall return. Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he, notice that, always notice in the Bible, the pronouns about God should be capitalized. He drove out the man, placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, I'm going to finish with these verses out of Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 26. Remember this about the Word of God. It's not just a history book. It's not just a doctrinal book. It's not just a story book. It is the living, breathing Word of God. Before Jesus came to earth in heaven, he was the Word. Mark chapter 4, 21. He said, is a lamp to be brought on under, to be put under a basket or under a bed? It is to be set on a lampstand. 22. For there's nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. You and I have been given the ability to see the mysteries of the kingdom. For the verse 23, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. To you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Don't miss verse 26. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. Well, what's the ground? The soil is our heart. And would sleep night, rise by day, the seed would sprout and grow in himself. He does not know how. Earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, and then the full corn in the head. When the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Our heart, our lives, is the soil. This word is the seed. Receive it and watch God perform a miracle in your life. Thank you for joining us and read the word. We'll be here every day. We're going to read this Bible through chronologically this year. It's going to be a great study. Usually it's going to take about 20 minutes each day. Some days it might be a little longer, but it's cool because you can put this on and play it while you're cooking supper, while you're driving to the store. And it's here. It's available for free. It's on Blog Talk Radio. I have a special channel for that. And it's also on YouTube. And it'll be a blessing to you. Till we see you again next time, this is what we say. Thank you, Sunday, for showing up tonight. And we love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.